Scenario is Jeff Leeson, the property manager, is calling Robin, the property owner, to have a discussion with him that his property has been vacant since the 15th of December. It is now the 15th of January, and he wants to go over the 3P strategy.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hi, this is Robin speaking.
Hi, Robin. It's Jeff from ProRentals. Are you able to speak?
I am indeed, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good, 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 thanks. I'm ringing in relation to your property that's on a vacancy list. I can see that it's actually, the tenant's moved out several weeks ago now and it's been vacant for a while. I assume you would have been receiving a few calls from Matt Simpson, our Director of Leasing, and your property manager?
Yeah, I've been getting weekly updates, which has been very, very helpful. Thanks for that.
Yeah. So, as I said, your property has been vacant for quite a while now. When we look at properties that are not finding tenants and are not renting quickly, we go back to what we call the 3Ps. And the 3Ps include presentation, promotion, and price. Now, your property at Orchard Street, I can, first of all, with presentation, it's presenting very well. I can see that the tenants have cleaned it and have moved out, so it's presenting very well. I can also see the lawns have been done as well.
Yeah, I went there and did the lawns myself, but yeah, I agree with that. It's looking sharp, the property.
Yeah, so with those, with the 3Ps, that first P, everything's good as I can see it. Presentation's very good, so there's nothing we need to action there at all.
Okay.
The second P is promotion. Now, your property has photos, you know, up there displayed, and I can even see your property manager took some new photos recently as well. Let's put those up on the internet. So the photos are looking good, and the description talking about the property looks very good as well.
Yeah, it does. I've checked it out. It's looking sharp.
Yeah, so I don't think there's anything more that we need to do in relation to the photos or the description. But the big thing with promotion is getting your property known by all the prospective tenants that are looking out there. So at the moment, we list all our properties on realestate.com.au and also on our own website at prorentals.com.au. With the realestate.com.au, that's where we find most of our inquiry comes from. You know, most tenants are looking via that website. Now, because your property's been listed for many weeks now, your listing's actually gone down to the bottom of the pile. So there's about 80-odd units listed in your area that are similar to yours. Now, if a tenant does a search for your type of property, it means that your property will come up probably on page 3 or 4, right down the bottom of the listings.
Okay.
Now, we want to get that up the top because...
But don't tenants look all the way at all the properties?
No, they will usually look on page 1 or 2, and then they'll have found some that they're interested in from page 1 or 2 and not bother looking down at page 3, 4, and 5. So we need to get your listing right up the top again, because to promote those good photos and that great description and so forth, we need to make sure people are actually seeing the property. So what I suggest is you feature list the property. You would have received a flyer from Matt Simpson a few weeks ago about feature listing.
Did you receive that flyer? Yeah, I did. I think it's $85.
Yeah, that's right. It's very cheap. It's actually the cheapest promotional tool that's out there. For $85, your listing will actually go to the top of the list for a 30-day period.
How long?
For 30 days.
Not just one day. How much is put an ad in the Courier Mail?
That's right. It's about sort of $40 or $50 to put an ad in the Courier Mail for one day, whereas this is $85 for a whole 30-day period.
30 days?
Yeah, so it actually works out to be only equivalent to 1 or 2 days' rent for your property.
Oh great. Get that done now.
Yeah, so if we're able to find a tenant a couple of days earlier, then it pays for itself, and I think it's very worthwhile getting that done.
Excellent.
So that's the second P. The third P is price. So if we ensure the property is presented very well, which it is, if we ensure that it's promoted very well, which with the feature listing it's going to be as well, so that's ticked off those two Ps, so it all comes down to price. Now, the property is currently listed at $330 per week. Now, what I really think we need to do is get the property listed in a price bracket that's going to be most attractive to the tenants. We've had the property listed for quite a while at $330 per week, and we can see that the interest they've received has been fairly minimal. We've got two people registered for the inspection that's on this weekend, but lots of other comparable properties that are in similar locations to yours, they're getting 20 and 30 people registered for the inspection. So really, I think what's the drawback is the price of the property. If we can get that price down to a level that will generate more interest, it means we're going to rent that a lot quicker for you. Now, it's brackets with prices. At 330, you're missing out that the tenant who's looking at the price bracket of under $300. So I think we really need to get that property listed under $300.
But I'm negotiable on the rent. If someone came along and offered me $295, I'd take that.
Yeah, the problem with that is tenants do not realise that people are negotiable the rent, and sometimes they won't even look at the property because it's listed at 330. So we want to try to attract the people, even if you're willing to accept an application at $300 a week, those people who are looking at paying $300 won't even look at your property because it's listed at 330. So if we can get the price down to 300, below 300 a week, then those people will look at your property and we'll get applications that way.
So what are you saying? Tenants, when they look on the internet, don't think rent's negotiable?
No, that's right. And either they don't think rent's negotiable, and also they may not even come across your property because they don't look at the price brackets below what they're willing to pay. Or above what they're willing to pay, sorry. So yeah, if we get that the price down to $295, it's really going to complete, as I said, the three P's. It's going to complete the process, and I'm sure we'll have a tenant for you very quickly, and we'll certainly get a lot more interest on the property, a lot more people booked in to see the property.
Okay, so you're saying that tenants are rifle shooters. If they've got a price bracket or band they're looking at, say from 280 to, you know, 300, they won't look at my property?
That's right. They won't look at the property at 330 because they're fixated on the bracket that they're wanting to pay, or their budget that they have to pay.
And how many properties are in that zone already between, say, 280 to 300?
How many properties are in that zone? There's from looking on realestate.com, and you can do this yourself as well. You can see what other properties are out in the market, and you'll see that for your style of property, you're the only one that's listed as high as 330 per week. If you look at realestate.com.au, you'll see that there's many other properties listed below the $300 mark, and they're the ones that are going to get tenants first if we keep your property at 330. So by getting your price down to the 295, your property is going to compete equally with those other properties, and we'll be able to find you a tenant faster rather than waiting for all the cheap properties or the cheaper, well-priced properties to go before the higher-priced properties get rented. So I really want to work to get you a tenant sooner rather than later, because I don't really want to be having this conversation with you next week and the week after and the week after.
Oh, especially when I'm burning $300 a week.
That's right. You're not getting any money, and at the moment, with us not renting it, we're not getting any money either. So we want to get the tenant place as quickly as possible at a price that everyone's happy with as well.
All right. So give me a summary of the strategy.
So the strategy of the three P's were presentation, which we're all good on, I think, that there's no problems there. The next was promotion. Which we're good with the photos, good with the description, but we really need to get that feature listing done, which you've agreed to. So we'll get that feature list and they'll promote the property well. And the third P is that price. We can either drop the price now, which I would suggest, because now we've got the feature listing, we really want to put that new price out there. But up to you with the price, but I think we need to drop that now. But if not, we really need to drop that after this weekend get it down.
We'll give it another weekend with the feature listing. That might get me over the line.
Yeah, so if we're having this conversation again next week, what I'll be saying in the conversation is we've got to get the price down to $295. We'll see how this weekend goes, but please be prepared for my call next week if it's not rented to list the property at $295.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll be ringing me with an application.
That's right. Okay, thanks, Robin.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you next week.
Bye.